Hello, my lords and labias. This is Brooke, the host of the Good Mom Podcast, where we talk about the joys and the wonders of parenthood. That's a joke. We do not talk about the joys of parenthood. We talk about the struggles behind parenthood. We talk about mental health, the postpartum vagina, sex after a baby, making your marriage work, maybe not making your marriage work, and all the stuff that you don't usually want to talk about because every time you mention it to somebody, you feel like a bad fucking parent. Believe me, you're not a bad parent. We are all in this together on this crazy ass parenthood ride. Buckle up, bitches. All right, guys, welcome to episode 9 in our motherhood adventure. So this week I'm going to talk about the first trimester because congratulations to me, I just got out of it. I am officially in the second trimester. And so when you're all excited because you're like, oh, thank God the first trimester's done, I'm not going to be nauseous anymore. It's a fucking joke. You're still going to be nauseous. Well, I guess it depends on you and your body. But I was wanting to talk about some of the things to expect for people who are expecting a baby or trying to get pregnant or whatever. I'll talk about both of my pregnancies. That way you can like tell how they differ as well. Because everybody always says like every pregnancy is different, and that is the motherfucking truth. So for this pregnancy, it's closest in my mind because I currently am experiencing it. Obviously, I think the worst thing that I'm having with this pregnancy currently, like in the first trimester, was gas. I was so gassy all the time, my poor husband. I burp, fart, like bloat, like just like gas all the time. It was awful. It's still kind of bad, but definitely not as bad as it was like in the beginning. So expect gas. I was definitely like that with my first one too. The gas is like, I feel like gas is normal. Like the gas and bloat, it just like happens to everybody. I don't feel like that's one of those where like, oh my God, I didn't bloat or fart ever. Like everybody's gonna have it. So definitely expect to be pooting everywhere and having a pooched out tummy even whenever you're not showing yet. The bloat is so uncomfortable. It's like next level bloat. Like a little worse than period bloat, at least for me. Like it makes me just feel so yucky. Like I don't want to wear pants. Pants are the devil anyway. But I don't want to wear like anything constricting like on my tummy whenever like I'm that bloated. Like I just want to wear dresses and be in the nudies. Or wear like super, like I have, it's currently like I'm looking at my pants. The pants that like I currently have on, like they're like pajama pants, and I always get them like a size bigger. So like I don't feel them on me at all because I hate that feeling. I think another thing that this pregnancy differs from my last one during the first trimester was constipation. I don't really remember being constipated. I know it's like super common, but I don't really remember being constipated with my first one. Granted, I might just not have a good fucking memory. But this one has been bad. Like the constipation has been awful this time around. Like I just want to take a shit and like be normal. I'm like taking like fiber pills and I'm taking my prenatals. So don't even come at me and be like, oh my God, take some vitamins. You have some fiber. Like it's not working. I'm just pregnant, y'all. This baby just blocking me up. Here's another weird thing, though, is that you'll also have diarrhea sometimes. Like, you can have both. You could be constipated one day and the next day, like, be shitting your brains out with crazy diarrhea. So if they happen together, don't be surprised. I had really bad diarrhea with my first one. That's actually, like, the first pregnancy symptom that I had was diarrhea. It wasn't like morning sickness or even a missed period. Like I hadn't even missed my period yet, and I would like felt sick all the time. Like I thought I had a stomach bug. We were traveling to my hometown Chattanooga. It was our wedding anniversary with my first one, and I had like really bad like tummy cramps and like really bad diarrhea. And then we were like, oh hey, my period. As a couple days late, they were like, let's take a pregnancy test. And we did baby. So that was fun. So the diarrhea might be like your first telltale sign, because it was mine with my first one. This one I just kind of knew. I'm getting off topic. Anyway. So constipation, diarrhea, first trimester. It's lovely. Everything great happens in the first trimester. Everything wonderful. Everything cute. The morning sickness will hit you in your first trimester if you're going to have it. With my first one, it was pretty bad. It wasn't a whole lot of like vomiting, but the nausea was super intense and my food aversions were crazy. And they started like immediately. So I remember like for our anniversary, like dinner, we went to a really like nice restaurant. Like I could hardly eat anything. I had to like order a ginger ale. The food aversions were like immediately. Meat actually was like the big thing for me. I couldn't handle like meat. Oh God. Or like textures like in my food. Like if I were to like eat something that wasn't supposed to have like a crunch, I'm like feeling a little gaggy like talking about it because I don't do well with it still to this day. Like a crunch or anything out of like ordinary, like in food, like if I'm eating mashed potatoes, I'm gonna breathe through this, and I crunch on something, it's end of the fucking line. Like on a normal day, so whenever I was pregnant with my first one, it was like hyper sensitive. Like I could not eat anything. Oh God, I'm like trying not to throw up. I couldn't eat anything that had like the potential to have any kind of like gristle or anything in it. Okay, we gotta stop talking about this. This time around though, it's not that bad. So with my first one, I definitely had some vomiting. And it actually, I think the vomiting didn't even start until my second trimester. So we'll see with this one. But this time around, I've not really had many food aversions. Like I had fucking chili tonight for dinner. Like meat isn't that big of a deal. There's the only times like whenever I don't want to eat something is if I'm craving something. Like I want something so bad that I don't want anything else. So a lot of times it's random shit like, so like recently it was fried pickle spears, not pickle chips. Pickle chips are for pussies, pickle spears. And so like I didn't want anything else, but you can't just like eat fucking pickle spears for dinner. Just kidding, you kid. Who says that? But the other thing is like if I have some nausea, it makes me like not want to eat anything, which is kind of ridiculous with pregnancy because if you don't eat, you're nauseous. So like you can get nauseous from not eating. But you don't want to eat because you're nauseous. So it's like, thank you, baby. I'm so glad you love your mommy. So that's where a lot of mine comes from. Is like I haven't eaten because like I'll just wake up and start like with my daughter. I'll like start our day and like I make her an Ovaltine every morning and then like I get her breakfast ready and like we'll play or do whatever the hell. Lay on the couch and be lazy type of thing. And I don't think about eating. And then I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna fucking throw up. Like I feel so nauseous. What's happening? And I realized I didn't eat, but then, like, nothing in the house sounds good. one thing to remember is to eat. Somebody gave me this tip, and I did it with my first sometimes, but I'm not very good at this. I also kind of don't want to do it either, is to keep crackers, like, by your bed. So when you wake up in the morning, like, the first thing you do is, like, eat crackers. So my aunt did this, actually. I remember my grandma telling me that my aunt did this because she had really bad morning sickness. Is that she would just like wake up and like wolf down a few saltines and just like drink some water and like go about her day, and that would like ward off morning sickness. I don't know if it would work for me right now. I've been using like peppermint oils, like I'm some kind of hippie bitch rubbing oils over myself trying to like not get sick. But I definitely know that like if I'm feeling sick, if I eat crackers, like I feel better. So I don't fucking know. Just if you want to try it, try it. The food aversions and the cravings, though, during the first trimester, I think that that's, like, maybes during the first trimester. I think some women, especially with their first baby, I think that they don't experience it until later, like, in, like, the second trimester, especially food cravings. You might have food aversions, but the cravings might not come until later. I started having cravings pretty early on with this one, but I don't think I did with my first. I'm pretty sure I didn't really have any cravings. Oh, just kidding. I take that back. Okay, so for my first pregnancy, I was like avoiding like lunch meats because I like read on fucking Google. You guys, stay off Google. I was like avoiding like lunch meats and beef jerky. Okay, because I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna get sick. I can't eat it. It's so bad for the baby. And so I really wanted Subway, like fucking mayonnaise-y ass sandwich. That's all I wanted. But it had to be Subway, their bread. and beef jerky. Those were the things I was craving the most. So like as soon as I pushed out that fucking baby, as soon as I gave birth to my first, that's literally my husband. he got me. No, I don't think it was my husband. I think it was my mom. Got me a Subway sandwich and brought like some beef jerky and stuff. Like, oh my God. And then my doctor was like, why didn't you eat a sandwich? She was like, we don't live in a third world country. She's like, you can have fucking lunch meat. She's like, it's processed really well here in the United States. She's like, you're not going to die. I was like, oh, fuck, I guess I should have just asked instead of reading everything online and being like, yeah, that's true. I'm a doctor. So don't read everything online and be like, yep, that's true. Just talk to your fucking doctor because you might be craving something and missing out on it because you think you're right, but you're actually wrong. You know, like me. Another thing that you'll probably experience is being just like super fucking tired all the time or just randomly. So some days I'll wake up and I'll be perfectly fine and like hella productive, and then other days I'll wake up and I just don't even want to do anything. Like I'll like fucking roll around in my own shit before I like get up and clean anything. Like I'm so tired. That's disgusting. I'm not gonna do that. But like, I don't want to do dishes. I'll let the dishes, like, pile up in the sink. I'll let the laundry, like, fucking hang out in the hamper for a few days before, like, I want to do anything. I just feel, like, so tired. I just want to, like, lay down and rest. You can also nap at, like, any point of the day. I'm not a good napper, and it's really hard for me to fall asleep. But being pregnant, if I lay down and try to go to sleep, I will almost always go to sleep. So that's nice. So if you're a napper, get ready for all the nappies. I always hate, like, whenever people are like, oh my God, you should sleep as much as you can now because when that baby comes, you're not going to sleep ever. Like, shut the fuck up. It's not like you're going to, like, have, like, a savings account of all the hours you slept before you had a baby. You're still going to be fucking tired when you have a baby. I always hate when people say that to me, so I'm not going to say it to you. Another thing that I've been having with this pregnancy that I didn't have with my last one is feelings of, like, super like dizzy and like weakness and stuff. I've not had it happen in a while. Well, no, it happened the other day actually, but it was happening like a lot. Like it was happening almost every day where like I couldn't like stand in the kitchen. Like I was the other day when it happened, I was standing in the kitchen like trying to make breakfast. I was like cooking eggs and bacon and stuff, and I was like, I'm gonna pass out. So I would have to be like, okay, like Wes, you watch the bacon for a second while I sit down. And then I would, like, sit down and, like, drink some water, like, eat a piece of chocolate or something and kind of, like, not feel like I'm going to pass out anymore. And then I'd get a boost of energy and I'd go try and finish it till, like, it snuck back up on me again, like, I'm going to pass out. I don't know if that's that's normal. I should probably talk to my doctor about that. But I had that a lot in the beginning. Not so much now. It happened the other day, but that was kind of, like, a one-off. But I don't know if it's because I have like nausea that day, maybe I didn't eat enough, and then like I sleep for a really long time at night and then wake up and my body's like fucking deprived and I'm about to pass out from starvation or what. But that might happen to you, so be careful of like going out, like driving and stuff. Like whenever that stuff happens to me, I kind of just like try to take it easy. If Wes wasn't here that day, I probably would have just like stopped cooking and just made a bowl of cereal and just like calmed down for a minute, because I'm not trying to like fucking buckle at the knees and fall and hit my head on these hardwood floors, and then my daughter would come over and take her diaper off, pee all over the floor. I can just tell you right now she would. So during the first trimester, that's kind of like all the physical stuff that I feel like I've had this time around, and last time too. Like I've not had anything like too crazy different, except just like a lot less like nausea and morning sickness and stuff like that. But like mentally, and I feel like probably the worst thing mentally during the first trimester is like yourself. Like you're like your own worst fucking enemy. You're like thinking of everything that could go wrong during labor and delivery, even though you're like so far out. You have like all these fears. Now mine are like on fucking overdrive because I fear like preterm labor, and I have fears of like crazy fears that like probably wouldn't even happen. I have fears about doing it alone, like during like COVID and stuff like that. Like what happens if I go into labor? So like we're going to have family come up like whenever the due date is supposed to be here. But what if the baby comes a little early and nobody's here yet? And, you know, like we can't have my daughter and my husband in the room. Like it can just be my husband. So like, he's gonna have to stay with my daughter, so like I'm gonna have to do it alone, like that stuff. Like, I think about that stuff a lot, and I also have like the fears of like my husband's gonna have to go back to work. He's only able to probably take off like a week or two, and then I'm gonna have to like navigate my way, which I know a lot of women do this, like I'm not alone, but like I'm gonna have to navigate my way through handling a 2-year-old all day, running on like 2 hours of sleep, because you're gonna have to wake up every 2 hours still and, you know, put a nipple in a baby's mouth. So that stuff scares me a lot. Like, I think about it a lot, like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Oh, especially whenever I have like really bad days with my daughter. She had a really bad day the other day, and she just like would not stop nagging and like fake crying and being just like really emotional. She was having a really bad day. She just kind of like woke up in a bad mood, which that's okay, everybody does. But I was like, what am I gonna do when she's like this and I also haven't had any sleep and I have no patience and the baby's crying? I'm like, oh my god, like I'm gonna fucking lose it. So that stuff's really scary. And I think about things like that. Like, I have a lot of fears and like anxiety around it. I feel like another thing, well, granted, we recently found out the gender of our baby because we had to do a blood test because our nuchal transparency scan came back a little abnormal, but everything ended up being totally fine. But they did like the blood work or whatever to double check. And when they do that, you find out the baby's gender early. So that's pretty dope. So we found out our baby's gender, but that's like a big thing during your first trimester. And like some of your second is like waiting to find out your baby's gender. Just like, is it a boy? Is it a girl? We were really anxious to find out because we are kind of biased. We really like our little girl. We love having a little girl, and we have a whole bunch of little girl stuff. So we were like, if we have another little girl, it's just like less shit we have to buy. We already have like a crib and we have sheets. Like, we don't have to buy as much. So when we found out we were having a girl, we were very, very stoked, very excited. Another thing during your first trimester, which you'll kind of, it'll get better like as time goes on, but this is my second pregnancy, and I don't know why I'm saying that because I don't really feel like it is. I guess it kind of depends on your doctor, but with my first pregnancy, I didn't feel so lost at doctor's appointments and having no idea what the fuck is happening and like going on. They did a pretty good job like explaining everything, and they also did a good job, I will say, at like keeping things from me. So like, if they noticed something on a scan, but it wasn't a big deal until, you know, later on, and then they would wait until later on because it wouldn't matter anyway. They would wait until later on and then, you know, like be like, oh, okay, like this is true or this is false. And then they would tell me. Like, if it ended up being nothing, I wouldn't know about it. So I liked that. So with my current doctor situation, they talk to me like I'm a doctor, and I don't really like that. They're really great, don't get me wrong. Like I really like the doctors, like they're very nice, but I have to ask a lot of questions because they talk to me like I'm a doctor. And maybe it's because I've already had a baby, they just kind of expect me to like know the terms and stuff already. Maybe they expected like my doctor to kind of like go into those details, but she didn't. So they'll say things like the nuchal transparency scan or whatever. Like, whenever that stuff came back, I think I was like 12 weeks or something like that. I was maybe less, or 10 weeks. No, it was my 10-week scan. At my 10-week scan, they noticed that the nuchal transparency like scan was like a little like enlarged. And so they like told me about it, and they were like, but, you know, it's a little too early to tell anything. So, you know, we're going to do another scan at a fetal specialist. Sorry. A chilly heartburn. Then it was like I had to wait like 2 or 3 weeks. Like, I had to wait a long time before I could go and it would be like true. Like, it would like be like a real scan at that point, like, and they would be able to tell. So that was kind of annoying to me because then I had to wait that whole entire time and like worry and like be nervous, and I had to do a bunch of like research on what the fuck does nuchal transparency being enlarged mean. Like, it was really frustrating, and like, they didn't need to do it. So even like the doctor, my fetal specialist told me, she was like, you know, I don't know what they saw. She was like, but, you know, it's not being enlarged. She was like, you know, we're gonna go ahead and do the test, because she was like, you're borderline. She was like, but that's, you know, not a big deal. Like, they were totally like, it's not even like anything. So they said, you know, it was way too early to tell and all that stuff. So it's really frustrating to me that they, like, put me through that worry. But I guess at the same time, like, as a doctor, you kind of have to weigh your options and be like, do I tell them and, like, nothing happen? Like, nothing come from it? Or do I not tell them and then be mad? Like, what if they find out later? I don't know. I just feel, like, super lost at a lot of the doctor's appointments because they talk to me like I'm a doctor. Like, don't use doctor terms. Even, like, the specialist did it to me. She was, like, talking to me in doctor's terms. And I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you're saying. I'm like, I'm a regular human. I don't have a doctorate in medicine. So please talk to me like I'm a regular human. I have no idea what the fuck you're saying. So don't be afraid to, like, ask questions to your doctors. If they are giving you, like, that doctor lingo, they're used to probably just, like, talking with their nurses and, like, their other doctors and shit all day. So, like, they probably, like, genuinely don't think about it. Or maybe your doctor's just a dick and they're like, haha, I'm smarter than you. I don't fucking know. But don't be afraid to, like, ask me, like, hey, what does that mean? Because if not, you're going to go home and you're going to Google shit and it's going to be like, you know, you're going to die in 10 days because that's how Google is. So, like, first trimester stuff, I feel like it's all pretty much just, like, baby growing really fast and making you sick. And you're anxious and you want to find out the gender and you're going to doctor's appointments and you have no idea what the fuck's going on. You're worried about pooping out a baby because now that it's in you, you're like, oh fuck, how is this going to come out of my vagina? Like, I have to push this thing out of me. Don't worry, it'll come out. It'll be fine. But yeah, I feel like that's all for first trimester. Once I get done with my second trimester, I will come back on and I will do another spot for the second trimester. I'm trying to wait until I'm out of it to do these because I kind of remember with my first, but not really. So, like, while I'm in the, like, moment right now, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. Because I literally, like, this week I got out of my first trimester. So, so guys, look forward to the second trimester whenever I will talk about it again. Hopefully next week we will have another guest. I wasn't able to get one quick enough this time, but I really enjoyed doing that. So we will try to get another one on for next week. See you later. Thank you so much for listening to the Good Mom Podcast. Don't forget to hit the follow button on Spotify or iTunes or whatever listening platform you are using. That way you don't miss a single episode released every Monday.